Welcome to the Cognac Expert Calendar Podcast, hosted by Max.
So today we are tasting a product by Godet, and we have Jean-Edouard. Jean-Edouard, how are you today?
I'm good. So here we are to taste a Borderie 22 years old, which comes from the single cru collection from the roots of cognac, Godet Frères Cognac. This cognac are quite old because 22 years old, it's already over my career. So it's come from my father. It's really a family legacy. When we open the bottle and pour the glass, we can have the atmosphere of the whole cellar. And that's what I liked when I started the blend of this 100% Borderie, is trying to recreate this atmosphere. For sure, you can find some coffee, prune, maybe a light touch of vanilla. But the main thing is really you have this character of old cognac, almost the smell when you enter the cellar, a very old cellar which is not open every day, the one you can enter which is full of dust and spy, an excellent place for the cognac to age.
That sounds very good. I think that's a very good description. So it's a pure Borderie, which of course is also not that often. Also an age statement of like 22, for example, I think it's really nice. Also quite rare, I would say, in the cognac region in general. At least I haven't seen many age statements with Borderie. What is the grape variety for this, by the way? Is this a mix of different grape varieties?
It's hard to tell. For a very, very long period, the variety of grape wasn't really a point to produce cognac. It was produced with Uniblanc. Sometime you had some plants of Colomba, some Folle Blanche, maybe Montil, but nearly 99% was Uniblanc. So if I have to guess, for me, it would be Uniblanc. But I have no information about the cépage. 22 years old, if we come back to the age statement, is really the minimum, because this one is probably older. But 22 years old, it's the time where a cognac can be flourishing. This is what we wanted to give with this minimum age statement. When we get into this level of cognac, you have some expectation, and the minimum, the category, you can be over 22 years old, but minimum is 22 years old. You get the flourishing of the cognac almost as it best.
And how does it work with your cellar? I mean, clearly these lots you're using, they must come from Borderie, so you are allowed to write Borderie on the bottle. Can you explain how your cellar is organized?
Yes, thanks to the French custom, the traceability of each single drop of alcohol in the cellar is registered. And this for many, many, many years. It started before the war. So now you cannot do what you want, or you cannot even mix what you want. You have to follow and to write everything. So it is easy for me to go back in the history of each cognac. When I say 100% Borderie, it is because it is 100% Borderie. We have all the paper. We can trace everything, not until the distillation process, but at least until the time my father or maybe my grandfather bought some of the cognac, part of the blend I made of this Borderie.
Yeah, because many people, I mean, probably most of our listeners know that, but many people don't, that cellars are really controlled, restricted by French customs, and it's really quite strict in terms of controls and so on. It's definitely a good thing, yeah? So you can do this kind of product. So Borderie often gets this violet taste, people say. I personally, to be honest, don't always find it in Borderie because I think it's not an obvious one. I would certainly say that this cognac is really a connoisseur cognac, so it's not an entrance cognac, but it's something probably for someone who already had some cognacs and is already into the topic. Would you agree to that?
I totally agree with that. And when I was making some notes for this interview, I was trying to describe this cognac. This cognac, as I'm not good at describing the point of each cognac, I was thinking why I made this cognac. And this cognac, I really made it for connoisseurs, for people who want to go deeper inside the cognac feelings, the very specific, the very narrow of Rancio. Rancio is one of the characteristics of this cognac, because when you place your nose or when you taste it, you have this Rancio all around your mouth. And Rancio is not good for everyone. Many people does not understand. Some of the connoisseurs, they love it and they're really looking for it. And in this one, you can find it. So I was really thinking this cognac is made for connoisseurs. It's really for a connoisseur cognac.
It's great that you mentioned Rancio, because it's really difficult to describe, really difficult to tell what it is precisely. Most of the time you can just point at a cognac and say, hey, smell this, taste this, there's a lot of Rancio inside. Yeah, so that's great. So our listeners can now taste that in a Borderie cognac, which is also interesting, right?
Yeah, and it's much easier to find Rancio in this cognac than Violette. Violette, even for me, it's hard to find it in many cognac of Borderie. I won't say it's there is Violette for sure on it.
Jean-Edouard, thank you very much for this tasting and for all the information. I really like the series of the different terroirs of the single cru. I think it's great to discover for connoisseurs.
It was a great pleasure also for me to do this tasting with you. I'm really willing to go and try now the other cognac from this series of the Roots of Cognac. And I wish a great santé to everyone.
Thank you, Jean-Edouard. Goodbye.
Bye-bye, Max.
Thank you for listening to the Cognac Expert Calendar podcast. Click See More to read about the bottle. If you like this cognac or you want to remember the taste of it, just click Review. Make sure you're logged into your Cognac Expert account to keep all your reviews in one place. Tomorrow is another day, another cognac. Au revoir.